USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The last Confederate symbol on a U.S. state flag is likely coming off soon as the Mississippi State Senate joined the state's House in voting to suspend rules preventing lawmakers from changing the flag.
A vote of 85 yeas and 34 nays, resolution passes.
At the reading of the House vote results, the Senate then voted 36-14 to allow the change, and Governor Tate Reeves says if he has sent the bill to change it, he will sign it. The two chambers will likely consider the final bill to change the flag today. Princeton University is removing the name of President Woodrow Wilson from its public policy school in one of its residential colleges. Trustees say that Wilson's racist thinking and policies made him an inappropriate namesake. He was Princeton's president from 1902 through 1910. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. This product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
At least one person is dead, several others wounded from a shooting incident at a Walmart distribution center in Northern California. It happened in Red Bluff yesterday. An assistant sheriff for Pima County, Phil Johnston, says the suspect, identified only as a 31-year-old white male, was a former employee at the center. Johnston says he crashed his vehicle into the building, then hopped out and started opening fire with a semi-automatic rifle with a multi-round clip.
The exchange of gunfire between the Red Bluff police officers and the shooter was multiple rounds. And when we tell you that, we have an accurate count. What I saw, I would say estimated 20 to 30 rounds exchanged.
Officers then fatally shot the suspect. More states reporting record high totals of new COVID cases. Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Nevada all reaching record highs yesterday. Arizona did not, but it set a record for hospitalizations. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A large number of rideshare drivers are filing lawsuits to become full-time employees. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Uber Eats driver David Heller has filed a class action lawsuit challenged by Uber aiming to secure a minimum wage, vacation pay, and other benefits like overtime pay. Drivers are now classified as independent contractors and do not have such benefits. Heller's attorney said the decision allowing him to sue was important, but only a small first step in the case that will probably take years to litigate. The ride-hailing company's contract allows arbitration, but not class action lawsuits. After the ruling, an Uber spokeswoman said the company would amend its contracts to align with the court's principles without giving details. She said going forward, dispute resolution will be more accessible to drivers. 2 days ago, California said it plans to ask a state court judge to force Uber and Lyft to classify all ride-hail drivers as employees rather than contractors.
The FDA said a bagged salad mix sold at multiple grocery stores, including Walmart and Aldi, may be responsible for sickening more than 200 people. The agency said the product has been linked to a tiny parasite called Cyclospora. Illnesses have been reported around the Great Lakes and Midwest. The CDC said it takes at least a month after you eat the salad before you show symptoms. The FDA said you should throw away any bagged salad mix in question. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.